Live, local, dynamic.
I think it definitely was a send a message sort of thing. I think it's a part of trying to get this program back under control a little bit.
I have no problem with paying people what they deserve, but when we're going to win something, football, basketball, baseball.
This is the best seat in the house on News Radio 1070 WINA. To be part of the action, call 977-1070 or 1-800-688-9462. Now, Chad Williams.
What do they teach you to talk like this?
On offense, top of the key, the lob, Sampson with a sky jam.
Holy Lord, goodness gracious.
Oh, Ralph Sampson with a sky jam as he left about 10 feet away. Oh, my.
Carlisle looking for Sampson low, the sky hook.
God! Oh, my goodness, Ralph rang the bell with a sky hook.
He does want to get on with his life. As you pointed out, an enormous amount of time has been spent with him in a limbo.
And that little audio montage right there, a brief snapshot of Ralph Sampson, a complicated man, an involved person. Ralph Sampson, the basketball player. Ralph Sampson, the mythical figure in the history of the University of Virginia. Ralph Sampson, the very vulnerable, at times troubled human being. And that's our subject tonight. You know, occasionally we're able to deviate off of the games and just the X's and O's. And for you Cavalier football fans who are impassioned about your Wahoos and the morale of this program, we'll get back to that. We'll get back on course tomorrow. But tonight, at least this first hour of The Best Seat in the House, is all about something that Joey Mancini and I have termed the Ralph Sampson legacy. Ralph Sampson, the man, and all that that entails. His professional career in the NBA, his college legend at UVA, and now his troubled times. And Ralph Sampson, in case you missed it, 1 week ago today, sentenced to 2 months in jail. He'll serve 2 months in a penitentiary somewhere down near Atlanta, where he's been living the last few years, for mail fraud. Now, this is a plea bargain agreement because he was up on far more serious charges, including lots of unfulfilled child support payments and a couple of charges of perjury. And those were felony counts against him. He was able to plead it down, and he'll serve 2 months in jail and pay back all those child support payments in the springtime and then hopefully move on with his life. But we move on with Ralph's life by talking about Ralph's life and all that it means and all that it encompasses and what you think of as Charlottesvillians and Cavalier basketball fans and Ralph Sampson fans. Welcome in to the Sampson Legacy Edition, the Thursday night show, the best seat in the house on News Radio 1070 WINA. The Jetteroo, Jed Williams, 27 and one day old and not really feeling any different, thank you. Just a couple more gray hairs. Mancini is here. Joseph, you're done with the Geraldine Ferraro speech, and now you're on to hardcore hoops talk.
I'm back in my normal seat, and like you said before the show, an emotional-type show, not necessarily a numbers-type show, and I'm excited to kind of hear what people think.
Yeah. Walker Freer is outside, Adrian Vigil, Mets Cam Field, the entire crew. We're going to take a lot of your phone calls, a bundle of your calls throughout the hour, because this is really all about your perspectives on Ralph Sampson. Man, myth, legend, everything in between. Phone lines are 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462, or the email address Jed, which is J-E-D, at WINA.com. I do have a pair of tickets for Virginia and Western Michigan. Here's how it works. Everybody's going to get an equal Democratic chance to win those tickets. You call in with a Ralph Sampson reaction point. We'll put your name in the hat, and when we're done with the Sampson topic, circa 7 or 7:15, we'll just draw a name out of that hat. Sometimes we go with best call. Other times we go with just pick 'em. And tonight we're going with Ralph Sampson pick 'em. Joey, how to set this topic? Oh, my goodness, where do we go?
It's difficult to set.
Ralph Sampson, 1978, Harrisonburg, Virginia. 7'4", you know, a man who just rose to the sky. And he said, I guess I'm going to go to Virginia, I guess. And he came down to Virginia and led the Cavaliers to a Final Four and an NIT championship. And as you said, the numbers speak volumes, over 2,200 points, over 1,500 rebounds, 462 blocks. But there's a lot more to Ralph Sampson. In Virginia fans' minds, there's a legend and a myth there. He is the iconic figure in the history of not just Virginia basketball, but the University of Virginia Athletics Department. I firmly believe that. He is the one larger-than-life sporting figure at the University of Virginia. That's Ralph Sampson on the court. That's the Ralph Sampson mythical legend, fabled person in UVA folklore. And then there's this Ralph Sampson, who went on to the NBA for 8 years. His knees failed him. When the ball finally deflated and he didn't have any more basketball, Ralph Sampson didn't know how to move on with his life. Where do I go now? And he never really found a job. He never found a consistent line of work. And he fathered 8 kids, many of them out of wedlock, with many different women. And he didn't pay them because he wasn't earning enough income. Once the NBA revenue ran out, Ralph Sampson didn't know what to do with his life. John Feinstein is going to join us in just a few minutes. And John states the case of when the professional athlete dies, he actually dies twice. He dies at the end of his life and he dies at the end of his career when suddenly the kiddie game he could play goes away and suddenly he has to grow up and he doesn't know how to. I think the way we set this subject, Joey, and the question, the emotional question we ask the Virginia fans, the Charlottesville natives, the best seat fops out there is, when you read the headline a week ago, Ralph Sampson going to jail, and when I say the words Ralph Sampson, what's the first thing that enters your mind? What's the first emotion that's conjured up? And maybe the better question, Joey, is, has that changed? Was it one thing in 1983? Or 1993, but now in 2006, with the complexities and the sadness and to the certain degree the tragedy of Ralph Sampson's life, has your image and your emotional feelings about Ralph Sampson, has all of that changed?
Well, and, you know, as a Virginia fan, are you still comfortable holding him up on that pedestal now that, you know, this has come down? And in looking at his personal life, as sad as it's been the last few years, the last more than a few years, are you still comfortable having him be that iconic figure in the history of, you know, Virginia athletics?
Well said, because when the reputation and the image changes, suddenly we're not as comfortable aligning ourselves with that image. His attorney, James C. Roberts, will join us in just a few minutes as well. So we've got some great perspectives. I have a statement from Terry Holland about Ralph Sampson, the man. John Feinstein is on the way. But like we said, we're going right to you. This is about you. Tickets are on the line. But more importantly, for all of you that feel an emotional connection to Virginia basketball, how do you feel about Ralph Sampson? And do you feel as comfortable assigning them him this heroic status anymore? First up is Jim on line two. Hi, Jim. Jim, are you there? Do we have Jim?
Yep.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jet.
Yeah. What do you think?
You know, it's a great question. I met Ralph the first time. I'm actually a graduate of Harrisonburg High School and went to school with his sister, Valerie, graduated in 1981. And got to know Ralph a little bit, got to know his family a little bit, having grown up in Harrisonburg. And, you know, I think that what has happened over the last, well, since he ended his career is unfortunate, but I still look back with a lot of fondness on his days at Harrisonburg High School. He put Harrisonburg on the map, obviously, put UVA basketball on the map, really. And, you know, in light of all of the trouble that a lot of the professional athletes are getting in these days, it's not shocking that there's some sad news coming out about Ralph and what he's done with his life or not done with his life over the last 10 years or so. I will say he comes from a wonderful family, and I'm sure it saddens his sisters and the rest of the folks that know him well in Harrisonburg. But he's, you know, he was a super basketball player and just a really, really humble guy. I got to spend a little bit of time with him. Both of our sisters played on the same high school basketball team, so we saw a few games together.
Jim, I asked John Feinstein this question a little while ago, and we're going to play that answer coming up. But in your dealings and your interaction with Ralph Sampson, was he misunderstood? Is he misunderstood as a person?
You know, I think he is. He is exceptionally shy, quiet person. I think he really didn't like the spotlight that he was cast under. It was kind of inevitable, you know, that given his talent at the time. But I think he was misunderstood to a great degree. Now, you know, I remember him as the shy, super athlete, and I think I'll always remember him that way, as opposed to the unfortunate, you know, circumstances of his life over the last 10 years.
So you're able to separate them, even to this day when you hear about things like this. You're able to separate them and remember Ralph Sampson the way you'd like to.
I am. Okay. I know that that's probably impossible for a lot of folks, but I guess, you know, I'm sort of jaded in the fact that I've known him sort of personally and know his family.
Jim, that's a great phone call, great perspective. Thanks for sharing it.
Sure thing.
Okay, take care. Jim on two. He was first up. Phone lines for you. The Ralph Sampson legacy. And when we say the words Ralph Sampson, has your image of him changed? Does your emotional reaction to those words, is it different than what it used to be? Have you torn down the Ralph Sampson pedestal? 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Steve is with us on line three. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Jed. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, when I was listening to sort of the promos for the Ralph Sampson thing, I think one of the things that we forget is that here's a human being that was morally bankrupt, that was afforded one of the finest educations in the world, went to Mr. Jefferson's university, didn't learn anything about the honor code and being honorable, and left. The real victims of this are the women that he and the children that he fathered. I mean, that is just unforgivable. And what, you know, I've just read about it. I don't know the man. I don't think we ever get to know these athletes. We put them on a pedestal, you know, through the media, because we, again, we don't know these folks. And something like this occurs, and I don't think we take a look at really who's the victim here. And I think what I've heard on the program so far is that he's a victim because he's a shy guy. Well, he shied away from his responsibilities as a man and a human being.
That's well said. Now, let me give you a comment from his attorney, who we're going to hear from in a few minutes. He said, this was never a case of a man who was unwilling to pay, simply a man who was unable to pay. Is your counterargument, wait a minute, if you're serious about your responsibilities, you find a way to pay the children and pay the families?
Absolutely. You go out there and you pump gas, you make an effort to make an income, and you provide them with some semblance of what your responsibility is, even though you may not be able to afford what the courts have told you you have to pay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm having some difficulty with this, that people think he's a great hero in some terms. Great basketball player, no question, but you got to look at the whole package.
And this has been going on, Steve, for 4 or 5 years with Ralph Sampson, and really fathering children for 21 years. So in your mind, the pedestal was torn down long ago.
Well, you know, again, I don't know the person. I'm just I'm making a comment on what I believe, what I read, and what I hear. That we in this country have put these athletes on a pedestal. You know, an example would be Tiki Barber appears to be one of the finest individuals in the world, but do we really know who he is? I mean, I want to believe that he is as great as, you know, what we see on the tube and hear and read about. Mm-hmm. But who knows who these people are? We're not in their private lives, and we shouldn't be, except when something like this.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, we're losing you there. Good phone call. Great to hear from you. That's Steve with us on line three. We have open phone lines on the Sampson legacy. The man, the myth, the player, the legend, everything in between. Has your view and your image of Ralph Sampson and his reputation changed as personal tarnish has been put on his reputation with the fact that he's now going to jail next spring? And, as Steve talked about, can you separate what he did as a basketball player from what he's done as a person? Or at this point, are they sort of irrevocably connected and you find yourself changing your view and breaking down the barriers and taking on a different view because the overall picture of Ralph Sampson, Joey, has changed?
Oh, yeah, and I mean, this is difficult, especially, I mean, frankly, for me, I'm still a student at UVA.
Right.
I was not born. I was not alive when Ralph Sampson was playing.
I was one.
Yeah. You were one. But you know, I grew up with uncles and family who went to UVA and told me and kind of played up the myth of Ralph Sampson. And then most of my kind of getting to know sports and cognitive years in sports have been watching Ralph, this myth that I was growing up around, have all these, you know, do all these things and have all these things occur and be in the papers for all these negative things.
Right. And that's what
for
you
so
know.
Long.
That's what you've come to know. And
right.
This is why I think we're so conflicted in sports as sports fans, Joey and listeners, because we want to get close to these guys. We want to feel a personal connection like we really know them. But then when we really get to know them or think we do and they let us down, we don't want to know them at all because it horrifies us and it breaks down our concept of what true heroism is. Let us know the Sampson legacy, 977-1070, 977-1070, 1-800-688-9462. Remember, of all the phone calls, we'll take them, put them in a hat, a draw winner at the end of the night for Virginia Western Michigan tickets.